Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
This strategy includes over 100 bold and unprecedented actions that government agencies are going to take to counter anti-Semitism. And that includes calls for action for Congress, state and local governments, companies, technology platforms, civil society, and faith leaders, all of them to act. Act. Silence is complicity.
America sits quietly as the tyrannical New World Order injustice system throws patriots behind prison walls for merely expressing their natural born rights.
Stuart Rhodes learns his fate finally. In the longest sentence yet related to the Capitol riot, Rhodes has been ordered to spend 18 years in a federal prison.
Take a good hard look at where we are and what has been done to not just us but other people. What's going to continue to be done in the name of stopping the insurrection against the entire MAGA movement to call us all insurrectionists, all us racists. All anti-fascist, all of us, anti-democratic.
To be radicalized in Joe Biden's America is to demand an end to his corruption and fraud.
There have been many developments in the House investigations into the First Family's international business dealings recently. There's one committee trying to get an FBI file alleging that President Biden took bribes. There's another IRS whistleblower who's alleging there's a cover-up in the investigation. There was a Harvard-Harris poll this month that found that 53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
All right, let's go.
So the flames are fanned by propagandists like Michael Jensen, senior researcher at the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism at the University of Maryland, and the leader of the Profiles of Individual Radicalization in the U.S., project known as PIRUS, a database tracking how U.S. extremists can be radicalized. Jensen claims that, according to his data, 90% of the cases of U.S. terrorists are classed as domestic. Of those domestic extremists, 95% are far right. Jensen lists them as white supremacists, Proud Boys, anti-immigrant groups, and anti-government groups. It's as if the multi-million dollar countrywide Antifa and BLM carnage resulting from the George Floyd PSYOP never happened.
We saw federal agents force them to the west, but they soon returned around 11:30 p.m. That's when agents again tried to push back the crowd with tear gas and pepper bullets. About an hour later, around 12:30, protesters again showed up on the west side of the federal courthouse, this time trying to set a fire to the outside of the building.
Investigators want to talk to them about the murder of retired police captain David Dorn.
This man will never speak the lie today.
Cannon was convicted of six charges, including first-degree murder. Dorn was shot and killed while responding to a burglar alarm at a friend's business in North St. Louis. Dorn confronted looters who had broken into the store during a protest of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis.
But of course, it is actually Biden's Marxist minions that are radicalized, protected by Democrat extremists, and continuing to openly wage domestic terrorism. As Jamie White reports, a Utah target was evacuated after multiple store locations received bomb threats from LGBTQ advocates, according to reports. The threats appear to have been made by trans extremists, triggered over Target's decision to pull LGBTQ merchandise and sever ties with a satanic trans artist following massive public backlash.
I started noticing that there was an influx of videos being made by members of the Christian right in the United States, who were taking pictures from my Instagram and from my web store, and claiming that that was being launched in Target. They were taking work like Satan respects pronouns.
The person who sent us this threat said that Target turned its back on the LGBT community. A little before 12:30 Friday afternoon.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product, sold out for almost a year, is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
The most banned network in the world.
It's Sunday, June 4th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, very honored and blessed to be sitting here in the Austin studios of InfoWars on this live Sunday broadcast. All right, Kent Heckenlively, an incredible author and scientist researcher, will be joining us in studio coming up in about 30 minutes. We're then going to have, riding shotgun with him, Dr. Judy Mikovits in studio as well. And they were both here in town, along with a lot of other amazing individuals, for the premiere of The Great Awakening, film by Mickey Willis, that is excellent. He's already made some incredible films that help break the back of the globalists, but this one is even more powerful, exposing their authoritarian endgame goal and how we can, must, and will stop them. I have a book coming out on the same title, The Great Awakening. A lot of people have asked me why I've been talking about The Great Awakening for 20 plus years on air. Well, that's because I've been talking about the new Renaissance for 20 plus years, and there have been hundreds of what they call Great Awakenings. But in the Renaissance tradition, it started right after the invention of the Gutenberg press so that we could have actual dissemination of the Bible to a larger population, and that caused the entire Protestant movement out of that. But the Great Awakening is bigger than just the Christian awakening, though that's the heart of it. It was about the awakening in science and the awakening in literature and the awakening in art and the awakening of free speech and not being put in jail for what you said. That started in Europe about 500 years ago, not in the United States. We were the latter flower of the Renaissance and the Industrial Revolution that the free and open society created. So we've said for years, the counter to the Great Reset is the Great Awakening. And you, my friends, are that Great Awakening. So we'll talk about what the Great Awakening means versus the globalist Great Reset with Kent Heckenlively coming up in studio here now in about 25 minutes. Then Dr. Mikovits will be joining us throughout the second hour. And then in the third and fourth hour tonight, I'll introduce it. We're going to air this new film, The Great Awakening, Plandemic 3. We're going to be airing what I think is the best of the films he's made on the subject. Those are excellent. Tonight here. Now, we also have links to it where you can get it at InfoWars.com for free on the Highwire site, on Mickey Willis's site. But we're going to be streaming it out here tonight to a lot of TV stations and a lot of radio stations and, of course, to our audience. But right at the top of the page, we have big links to go over to the Highwire and find it there. And the amazing work of Dale Bigtree, who helped get this done and who was doing a fabulous job as well, because it's not just the scientists and doctors and the general public that have broken the back of the New World Order's bigots attack plan. It's been people like Mickey Willis and Kent Heckenlively and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and just so many others, folks like Dale Bigtree. And make no mistake, this next pandemic's coming, and if we don't get on the offense exposing the globalists, they may be able to completely take over and put us under permanent lockdown. So find the entire Great Awakening film for free and share it and spread it right now at InfoWars.com. But we'll be streaming it coming up tonight with some of my commentary and more. So definitely look forward to that. But the coordinates of liberty are InfoWars.com and Band.video. Also, I must have been hiding under a rock. I didn't know that back in, I guess it was April, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the so-called scientist, the guy's very funny, fun to listen to, a likable guy, but he's a total cult leader of the globalists. You couldn't be worse. He says science is doing what the consensus says and following what the big corporations say when science is about always questioning. And he went on to say that in a debate with Del Bigtree that I didn't even know it happened months ago, even though it went viral, I missed that one until I saw the film, and it's part of the film and part of the intro as well. And he says, no, we don't listen to all these prestigious scientists. We listen to the consensus. No, science is about challenging and not having, quote, a consensus of two men can have a baby and X and Y chromosomes don't exist. That's what they teach now in U.S. and European colleges, that X and Y chromosomes do not exist. So in the age of science, they're telling you that chromosomes don't exist. This is absolutely savage brainwashing. And if you understand the tactic he used, he kept saying, science, 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 science. I don't look at your facts. I only go with the consensus. Well, there is no consensus. There was a corporate force-feeding operation. So I'm going to play, it's a long debate, but I'm going to play 5 key minutes of it with Dr. Judy Mikowicz coming up in the second hour today and get her take on that. Just absolutely, absolutely brutal. Obviously, we have a lot of big news here. Oh, boy, do we. And each one of these stacks is absolutely key. I'm going to bring these up with our guests as well, because we're not just going to focus on the poison shots and on the next rollout of the next plague they're preparing to release, and I've said they're preparing to release. We're going to spend a lot of time on that. We're also spending a lot of time on the other angles and arms of this. We're going to be looking at the Biden administration is officially asking the UN to come in and sanction the United States for reparations, saying that America was founded on slavery and is inherently evil, and that the UN should come in and help administer $5 million of U.S. taxpayer money to every black person. Now, obviously, it's about a UN takeover. How would you ever have a UN takeover? We'll have them take over the medical system and have a UN treaty and be your savior. And, oh, we're going to give all the brown people free money. Are they going to go to China and get reparations for the 3 million Muslim Uyghur slaves in Western China? No. And if you bring it up on a basketball court, they'll kick you off, like you've seen with the NBA. No. It's all about America being bad and this carrot being dangled of go along with the UN, go along with the world government, and it's going to give you reparations. It's the UN building the refugee centers after they ran the lockdowns worldwide that starved over 50 million people in the last 3.5 years to death. They're murdering people en masse. Paramilitary UN troops are slaughtering people all over the world. You know, you watch a movie like Black Adam with The Rock, and most of those movies are unwatchable. They're super cheesy. I can't stand the whole Marvel comic universe. But I was on an airplane flying back to the United States from the United States, from Hawaii, Friday. And I said, let me just watch this show because I want to see the propaganda in it. And it was all about evil British white mercenaries enslaving a mythical African country that has this magical element in it similar to Black Panther and Wakanda. And I'm sitting there watching the mercenaries. You know who the mercenaries work for. They work for really one of 4 or 5 groups, but it's the UN's the main group that has mercenaries slaughtering and enslaving, just like the movie, literally. And then there's China is the next biggest. And then there's an Anglo-American Dutch contingent that's kind of in this movie that's real. And then there's the United States. Comes in with mercenaries and kills people en masse and takes their land. I mean, it's been in the UN articles. They admit it. I read a New York Times article like 10 years ago where it was talking about, well, to create carbon offsets for carbon, you know, for mining in this area of Central Africa, the UN came in with tanks and helicopters, and the locals resisted being pushed off their land, so the UN-backed mercenaries killed 10,000 of them last month. Number was probably higher. And I'm just New York Times. I'm sitting there drinking coffee. And it's just right there. Yep. And of course, you can go read about it in the foreign press too. But just, yeah, the UN came in, just killed 10,000 people. So you see these movies and the UN's the savior. And there's this UN group of superheroes that come to create stability and battle Black Adam because he's too violent. And they're the UN and they're going to save the world. When it's the UN that is the biggest group running those lithium mines and those slave camps. They run it. They control it. They get a big cut of the money from the multinational corporations. And who gets 98% of rare earth minerals out of the ground in the world? The Chaicoms. So in most cases, the Chaicoms don't run the enslavement. They run the civilian side of it, extracting it and controlling the slaves. But the paramilitary camps are run by the UN on record. But when you watch a movie from Hollywood, it's the UN saving everyone from the mercenaries. A lie, a lie, a lie. All of it, a big, giant, damn lie. We don't hear about the UN paying reparations for all the African slaves they got right now or for cutting the damn food off. They're alive right now. The UN did this. They should be executed.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock. The essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment. We have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils back in stock. Some toothpaste back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Alex Jones Show, live Sunday edition. Going to be back in Central Texas with the great crew and all of you watching and listening. All right, so here's the bottom line. The New World Order is out in the open now. They're making their move. And folks are really starting to wake up to how serious it is. And one of the biggest takeaways that's now unfolding is that people really understand now that domestic operations of Western intelligence agencies are taking place in our countries and are totally illegal. Now, I told you this decades ago because it came out in congressional hearings here and there. But now, with the hearings a few months ago in Congress and others coming out in the UK and Canada and Australia, it is being confirmed that the military's main mission and the CIA and MI6 and MI5 and the FBI and all the other intelligence agencies across the Western world was unified to go after populists, to go after Christians, to go after conservatives, to go after people that didn't want their borders open, to go after people that didn't want forced injections or lockdowns. And now more documents have been released. Secret UK government unit worked with social media to, quote, shut down lockdown critics, calling them terrorists. Same thing in the U.S., same thing in Canada, same thing in Germany, France, the Netherlands, Sweden, Denmark, everywhere that's, quote, in the Western Alliance. And that's New Zealand, that's Australia, that's Western Europe, that's the U.K., that's a lot of Latin American countries are on board, a lot of African countries, not a lot, they've kind of gotten out of it, they used to be, and some Middle Eastern countries, a lot of Asian countries like South Korea, Japan. They are on board. Yeah, BBC leaked messages of the plan to frighten the public. That's from back in March. So we told you all of this. Exclusive ministers had chilling secret unit to curb lockdown dissent. And they were going to keep you locked down forever. The plan is to collapse civilization and society. And now it's all confirmed, exactly what we told you. So let me show you a little bit of this and explain what they're doing. Have you noticed whether you're in Detroit or Chicago or L.A. or San Francisco or New York City or any other leftist-run jurisdiction that crime is completely out of hand and the worst it's ever been in U.S. history, and the only people being prosecuted are people that shoot armed robbers in their businesses or their houses? Or if a man's trying to kill people on a subway and a black man, a white man, a Hispanic man fight him for more than 10 minutes and he dies in a chokehold and now the white guy gets arrested and charged with murder? Manslaughter? What's this really about? Well, they know if you go in and tell everybody go home for several years and don't go to work, that's going to kill all the real estate. And they know if you let crime run rampant, let them rob all the stores, all the criminals, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse with Black Lives Matter, Soros, UN, State Department funded, burning down billions of dollars of, in many cases, even government project buildings. This is meant to bring down society, and then the globalists will bring in tyranny later, and then they will absolutely enslave all of us, and they even admit in the San Francisco Chronicle, oh, they're 40% empty, their business, real estate, all those big high-rises, and especially the stuff on the street, it's all empty in many areas. It's more like 50% in Chicago. What's their answer? 60% in Detroit. What's their answer? Oh, everybody will get a universal basic income, and part of the welfare will go in the government check to pay to convert these business buildings, these business high-rise business centers, into, quote, affordable housing. And then there'll be all the crime and control. So now you got to have your digital passport and your face scan and drones, and now you're in your prison city. And they admit that's the plan. That's why whether you're in France or whether you're in the Netherlands or whether you're in London, England, it's the same plan. Collapse society. Defund the police. Prosecute people that defend themselves. Allstate drops California. Will not write new insurance policies over wildfires, joining more than 50 other insurance companies saying it's uninsurable. That's when you're in a failed society. Allstate will insure you in Mexico, in Guatemala, but they will not insure you in Venezuela or North Korea or Somalia. And you look at them and go, oh, they're mismanaging. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Command destruction. Here's another one. America Today, a Starbucks where you can't sit, a Walgreens where you can't shop. You have to come in, you can't sit down, you have to go to the window, or everything is locked up in the store, and you go to a kiosk, and then a robot goes, and it goes on conveyor belts, is what they're building in many places, on the ceiling, and comes to you. So there's conveyor belts, and they're putting these in all over the place, that go down into these locked up cases. It goes down and gets what you want, an apple, a pack of razors, aspirin, tampons, whatever it is you want, and then the robot either goes and gets it on the ground, or it goes and there's a conveyor belt that's on the ceiling that then takes it and drops it into your basket. No more checkers. And again, no one would have put up with this unless it's too dangerous to be there or to have a business. It'll be so dangerous you can't leave your house, so then a robot again has to deliver it to your door. And it's all planned, and it's all right here in articles I've got. They're making it a dystopia so you'll accept their so-called fix. Oh, we locked everything down. Take the shot. Oh, we locked everything down. The third world collapsed from starvation. Now they're coming here. John Kerry says it's global warming. That's why they're starving. No, it's on record. The lockdowns are why they're starving. All planned, all designed, and we sit here and we take it like fools. Look at this. Exposed how banks, investors make millions from police brutality bonds. Did you know governments per major city invest hundreds of millions instead of schools or hospitals or libraries or jogging paths or bike paths? No. In some cities, up to 10%, now it's higher, of their budget is for police brutality bonds, and it turns out city officials are actually invested in the police brutality bonds, and they make money off these huge payouts of $50 million if somebody commits suicide in the jail cell. I got more articles right here where they're proposing in San Francisco and in Chicago, turning all these empty office buildings into government-assisted housing. But it'll be run by corporations, and it'll be part of your universal basic income. But to get you to accept it, you've got to have all your jobs taken. But then who's going to supply you with the food? Oh, don't worry. From the U.S. to Canada to the Netherlands to Australia, they're shutting off a large part of the farms. And John Kerry said last week, because farms are killing the earth, we've got to shut down farms to stop starvation, close quote. That's right. You got to chop your head off so you don't bleed to death. And they're just doing it. Total assault, because we are a lost people. We've been born into the technology, into running water, electricity, our houses, food, abundance. We just think it's always going to be there, and it's all being incrementally taken away from you and replaced with things that don't work, that aren't designed to fulfill. But they make you think you're going to be fulfilled. They make you think you're a leader. They make you think you've got the answers. But you've been led into the deeper level of control as the noose gets tighter each time. All right, our special guest, best-selling author, researcher, will be joining us, Kent Eckenlively, and then Judy Mikovits as well, the doctor, in the second hour. We got so much to hit. I've only scratched the surface of what we're hitting. Turns out Hillary Clinton's funding all these environmentalist terror groups. Got that news as well. Stay with us.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult. Period. Case closed. Out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
People come up to me, especially at this massive movie premiere last night, and say, thank you for being persecuted for the truth. Thank you for all you've done. And every time they do it, I look at them and I say, listen, what I've been through is nothing compared to people like Julian Assange and so many others that have been locked up in solitary confinement, in some cases even killed for telling the truth. And things are going to get a lot worse for everybody if we at some point don't begin to understand we've got a real case of tyranny coming down against humanity right now. And talking about Dr. Judy Mikovits, that's going to be joining us in studio with Kent Heckenlively in the next hour. Kent's here right now. She was put in jail by Fauci for exposing him and has been totally vindicated. And I didn't even know, or I'd forgotten, that Mickey Willis is a really good friend of mine now. And I really respect him. He's got a great soul and a smart guy. That his brother got HIV and they gave him AZT and it killed him, which we know Fauci knew was killing people, just like Remdesivir does with COVID. So, man, talk about skin in the game. All the persecution I've gone through, it's not as bad as what happened to Mickey Willis and his family. Now, my grandmother was told back in the mid-1950s, my mother was 4 years old, she got the first round of the polio shot. Then they gave her the live polio shot that you take in your mouth. And her doctor, when she got polio a week later and got paralyzed and almost died, she lived to 92 though, but was in a wheelchair most of the time, tough lady. She'd get up in crutches and do a lot of work, but usually get in a wheelchair if she was going somewhere because she couldn't walk more than 100 yards with crutches. It ate up half the nerves in her body. The point is that her doctor told her, sorry, Benny, name was Benny Grace Hammond, sorry, Benny Grace, you got this from the vaccine, which they now admit. And now they admit the number one cause of polio worldwide is Bill Gates' vaccine. That's Reuters. That's AP. So what's crazy is this stuff is hidden in plain view. So we know that great evil, that great depopulation, that great reset is happening. It's been going on a long time. Shocked the inventor, joked about his vaccine, gave him a bunch of people polio, said, oh, it's okay, there's too many people. Look up the quote. It's even on Boston PBS. His deputy admitting he did say that and made jokes about it. Those are quotes in magazines. You got to read Prince Charles saying he wants to kill the majority of us, or Prince Philip. You got to look this stuff up. Yeah, there's AP. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus. Okay, so this isn't a game, all right? Mickey Willis's brother got killed by these people. My grandmother got maimed for much of her beautiful life by it. This is big. This is serious. So we know about their great tyranny. So why have I been calling it for many, many years the Great Awakening? And I'm getting a lot of people ask me, what does that mean? Well, there have been a lot of great awakenings throughout history. And they called the Greeks and the Egyptians a great awakening of civilization. And then you have the Protestant Reformation. They call, you know, as the first great awakening, the second, the third. Then you had blacks and white abolitionists after that great awakening, the 1700s, the 1800s, saying we're not going to have human slavery anymore, and leading the fight against slavery, starting in England against the slave trade worldwide, and then against slavery here in the United States in the Civil War. And so that was the third great awakening. But there have been others. And depending on how you look at it, even before the, quote, first, the 1730s, the big Protestant awakening, you have the great awakening of the beginning of the Renaissance, the Gutenberg press, and the printing press. And so I'm not saying this is an anti-Catholic movement, because as seen as a great awakening, that was against the power and the stagnation of that time. The Great Awakening today is about fighting the New World Order and the entire globalist program and bringing in a new renaissance. So Kent Heckenlively's here. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he is a prolific writer, a top writer. KentHeckenlivelyBooks.com. He's written so many, I won't even try to go over them all. And he helped me write The Great Reset, The War for the World. We're working together right now, intently every day, on the new book that we're going to announce here today, and that is The Great Awakening. And he's here to give you the full breakdown on that. It's up on InfoWars.com, live show feed. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalist and launching the next great renaissance. He's got a bunch of other points he wants to go over as well. But for anybody wondering where the Great Awakening came from, that is a term used in association for over 500 years with the renaissance. It is not a Q thing. I noticed the Q-tards are out there attacking Mickey Willis in his movie, saying, you know, oh, that's something JFK Jr. invented and all this cuckoo land stuff. Great Awakening means the fight against tyranny, humanity waking up, the renaissance. I don't own it. You don't own it. No one owns it. It's about us waking up and saying no to the system. That's why I just gave you some background on what the Great Awakening means. And that's why, without even thinking, 6 months ago, 5 months ago, we had the idea for The Great Awakening. Mickey Willis is in here a few months ago saying, please help me promote my new film, The Great Awakening. We're not in competition. We're all in The Great Awakening. It's our movement, ladies and gentlemen, the human movement, a quest for a pro-human future. So, Kent, congratulations on all your great work. Incredible premiere last night. We should probably talk some about that and then get into just what this Renaissance book means to you. And we're going to talk about your book, The Plague of Corruption, that helped lead to Mickey Willis's first pandemic film. Yeah. And just so much of this Renaissance we've seen.
Yeah. So it's really great to be here, Alex. And I think we got to take a moment and celebrate Chuck Todd's resignation from Meet the Press.
Yes.
Chuck Todd has been my nemesis, because on May 17th, 2020, when this book, Plague of Corruption, and Mickey Willis's 26-minute plandemic video that I wrote the opening narrative for was screaming up the charts, Chuck Todd did an unconscionable 5-minute segment where he never mentioned the name of the book, but he talked about conspiracy theories, and he talked about this book and this video, and he had somebody on from the Stanford Research Institute talking about the kindling of conspiracy theories. So I think Chuck Todd is one of the most reprehensible people in all of broadcasting, and I celebrate his resignation. I hope he goes and spends time with his family and never shows his face again in public. Alex. So we got to celebrate the victories when they come, Alex.
Well, they're all dropping like flies. I mean, yep. Populist pro-human media is exploding despite censorship. And then everything they do turns to pure crap. I mean, CNN has 100,000 viewers on average now. And they have headlines about, can it be revived? No way. It's over. It's they've lost.
Yeah, and you know, one of the books that I wrote was called "This Was CNN" with Project Veritas whistleblower Carrie Porch, and Carrie Porch entered CNN as a Bernie Sanders supporter, and the first job that he went and worked was the Charlottesville riots, and so he saw what President Trump had said, and then he saw how CNN just completely changed the meaning, cut it up, edited it, and he went from a Bernie Sanders supporter to working for Project Veritas, showing all of the bias at at CNN. And what we did in our book was we also found that more than 21 top employees at CNN had intelligence experience. So when you wonder why the news that you're getting doesn't seem to reflect reality, I always say, you know, you're getting the intelligence news network. That's what's happening with our media.
We confirm that when they started it in the early 1980s, it was CIA funded, run, and used military satellites from the beginning. So that's how they were able to do it. There were not TV satellites for that type of thing for cable then. They used Pentagon satellites.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that we found out was that they have this incredible digital intelligence group of more than 220 employees. And when I talked to top experts in the digital world, they said they should only have like 20 or 30 of these people. Why do they have this digital intelligence group, which is led by people who have military experience, you know, computer cyber warfare experience? You know, what is going on with the news media? The news media, so much of it can only be seen as an extension of the intelligence state.
And again, Obama legalized 2 years into his office through congressional legislation, lying to the American people, using domestic propaganda. We're going to skip this break, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex is called the Global Engagement Center. Now, this is what the government does when they want to pass something which is, you know, inconceivable. Fun little name. Like, who doesn't want a Global Engagement Center? But you go and you look at the details behind it, and you find out that it allows them to lie to the people of the United States. The first iteration of it had all of these protections. It was just supposed to be against the Islamic State. It was just going to be against China and Russia. And, you know, a year or two later, they come out with an amendment, and it allows them to go against any foreign,
claim that's echoing foreign propaganda.
Yeah, any.
So if you wonder with no proof why they would say I'm a Russian agent or Trump is, which they know all of it was a fraud.
Yep.
And the CIA even covered its ass with internal reports saying they knew it was a lie day one. But they allowed it all to happen against us because we were actually the loyal Americans. So again, China is the big anti-American player. But if you look at the globalists, they're more in control of America and allied with China.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I think is that I've run across in our new book, The Great Awakening, is the fact that it used to be in America, when you criticized the government, you were a patriot. Harry Truman, during the midst of World War II, had the Truman Commission, which looked at waste, fraud, and abuse in the military budget. And he was a hero, and that is the reason that FDR put him on the ticket in 1944. And so I say to myself, how can it be that in the midst of World War II, nobody called Harry Truman pro-Hitler or pro-Mussolini or pro-Japanese? And so, you know, why is it that true patriots who are trying to fix this country are labeled with the traitor label?
Well, let's expand on that. Look at what's happening with Pfizer and Moderna and the $100+ billion last time I checked that Pfizer made. Moderna, I think it was like $25 billion. In fact, crew, look up the latest numbers. What's the current number on what Pfizer and then Moderna made? It's over $100 billion on Pfizer. And something like, I think, $20 billion last time I checked on Moderna. But it's the exact same shot developed by the Pentagon. They had them then manufacture it. All this started under Obama. And then if you questioned them, they would send out the CIA and Justice Department behind the scenes to silence you. Since when do we not want watchdogs, right or wrong, asking questions about something they're trying to mandate and make us take? That's just crazy. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson, we'll play the clip next hour, gets up and says, science is not questioning the consensus. Well, the consensus is some corporate board and censorship telling you it's a consensus. You should question it. But even if somebody says the moon is made of cheese, they don't get censored. They have a right. The consensus is not made of cheese. We know it's not made of cheese, but still, let the crazies have their rights or we lose ours. But we weren't the crazies on the shots. We had the top scientists from places like Pfizer that went public saying it will make you have a heart attack and die. We tested this before. Dr. Michael Yeadon, the inventor of mRNA, Robert Malone. So we had the experts, and Tyson goes, I don't listen to prestigious individuals. Really? Well, I mean, do you not listen to Rosa Parks that refuses to sit at the back of the bus? I mean, this idea that we don't have individuals, most of our major scientific achievement and development comes from challenging the orthodoxy as we learn more. You're a science teacher. Can you explain this to them?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. So, you know, I've written four books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's really one of the most brilliant individuals I've ever come across. But, you know, I could see how people could say she's outside the establishment, okay? She's a renegade, okay? So I wrote a book called Presidential Takedown with Dr. Paul Alexander, who was the senior pandemic advisor during COVID from approximately May of 2020 to September of 2020. And the story he told was terrifying. So, you know, for those of us who are on the outside of government, you know, and we think all these things, well, in talking to him, who is an insider, it was terrifying because he was one floor below, Project Warp Speed. And so he was often interacting with those scientists, and they would tell him how scared they were of the shots. He would say, and in looking who was in charge, he said, okay, there were government scientists there. There were corporate scientists. There were intelligence people there. And he said, you know, as I was trying to figure out who was really in charge of Warp Speed, it really seemed like the big pharma representatives were telling the intelligence agencies and the government scientists what to do. So, I mean, that's an insider. And, you know, I asked him a lot of tough questions about, you know, what do you think was going on? You know, why did Trump not do this? And he said, you know, even in the inside, they were saying, you know, that they speculated that there were threats against Trump's children, against Trump himself.
Well, in December of 2019, they had the emergency UN meeting in Switzerland of the UN body over vaccines. And the deputy had the WHO. And she said, hey, our doctors are faltering. The shots worldwide are killing people. The polio shots are killing people. We showed AP earlier.
Yep.
And she said, we've got to do something. We're not testing any of this. Big Pharma tells us what to do. We're not in charge. As she was speaking, they'd already released COVID to create such a new big story. It would cover up the fact that the UN itself, and I made a big deal about this in December 2019.
Yeah.
Now 3.5, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And we made a huge deal here, but no one paid attention to it. It's 2-day conference with the head of the vaccine program saying, we don't know what's in it. This is before the mRNA. So they were collapsing at that point. So they had to have a bigger crisis to cover up the last crisis, and that's my concern. Now they're seeing a new virus is coming. They're getting ready for the next one. That's why this war against tyranny is so important. And so pre-sales of a book are critical to how many stores pick it up, how big it goes. The last book that we co-wrote together, you knocked it out of the park. We did a lot of research. This one's going to be even more powerful, thicker, longer. The information, but then how to stop them. Okay, that's why it's the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. I'd say 60% of the book is the history, the enemy, what they did, what they're doing, what they're going to do, and the rest is solutions and the power we have to counter them. But I'm telling you, they ended the last pandemic, as I predicted. I said within a month they'll announce they ended it to declare victory so they can tell you another one's coming. Exactly as I said, Tedros, head of the WHO, 1 month later came out and announced, victory, did a great job, let us be in charge of the next one, and the next one's going to be much bigger and target children. They talk to you like you're an idiot. Like you've been hypnotized so that when it happens, you think, oh, they're so smart. They know exactly what's happening. No, they tell you what's happening in Operation Lockstep and the rest of it because they're executing it. And if they get caught, they say, oh, it's just a drill. It's just a tabletop. No, it's a manual, an attack profile on how they're executing an operation like a bombing run. That's what an attack profile is. So we're sitting here looking at this, and it is, again, beyond critical to understand that we're in an information war and that we've had major victories. We've got major beachheads, but now is the time. So go to InfoWars.com. Under the live show feed, there's a link to Amazon.com. Get The Great Awakening, my new book. The book, I would say, is, what, 80% done?
Yep.
And we're going to be working more today, tomorrow. We're working over the phone. We talk all the time. And it's been so collaborative and all the, and he takes what I say to him. He records interviews. He goes and vets it and checks it. And I'm not bragging, but what I think you've said like 95%, 98% of what I've told you, you found word for word's been accurate. Sometimes I kind of conflate things, but you're helping me get it right.
Yeah. I call myself the Alex Jones bird dog. You shoot the thing and I run into the tall grass to see if I can find it. And 95, 98% of the time it's there.
What are some of the things you couldn't find? And I'll guarantee I can dig them out.
The flea story.
Well, that one I said to you, no one's sure if this is accurate, but it's a good allegory.
Yeah, it's a great allegory.
Yeah.
So that was it. When you're talking about chickens and hawks flying over and them never having seen a hawk before and they get scared. I was able to find research about that on ducks, but not on chickens. But so very minor differences. But
and I forget the rat study. What's the famous rat study?
Oh, the mouse utopia. The mouse utopia is awesome.
And that's in there?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because the globalists, that's their model for us.
That is terrifying.
Explain it. They create the artificial utopia knowing then what, four or five generations, we all extinct each other.
Well, in the mouse utopia, what they do is they basically remove any stresses from the mice. So there's no predation going on. And so what happens, but there's overcrowding. And the overcrowding seems to drive some of the mice to become hermits. And what will happen is usually in a regular rat colony, there are alpha males, and so the alpha males then have access to their breeding harem. But because everybody's together, what happens is those who fail to mate keep fighting with the alphas, because in a usual colony, those who lose will leave. So the alpha males are too stressed out. They don't breed with the females. So the colony starts to die. You have some of these really strange, and I'm trying to think of exactly the expression they use.
Pedophilia, transgenderism, it all happens.
Well, they've got these mice who are constantly preening themselves and looking beautiful, and then the females come up to them, but these males don't want to breed. And so you find yourself saying, well, what the hell is going on? So much of what we see in society, I mean, with the transgenderism and so many of these other things, and you know, the young people not getting married, not having kids.
Not wanting to learn how to drive a car, that's just sitting there.
Not having sex, you know, I'm sorry. You know, something's going on, and it's questionable whether our society is actually heading towards species collapse. I mean,
and for folks who don't know, we're not.
Musk talks about
you're a, you say you're a big science writer and a best-selling author and a science teacher.
Yeah.
I call that a scientific mind. You say I'm not a scientist, but looking at this from the science I've read, I'm not a science either, but I've read a lot about it. Rats medically, if they give us drugs, give them are more accurate to give them drugs to see the effect than say a chimpanzee that they claim we're closer to. We're also very close to pigs. That's why we can get pig hearts that yep. are rejected. So we know in behavior and everything, we're very close to rats. And now real society is mirroring these 1960s, 70s and 80s rat studies and mice studies that were duplicated.
Yeah. 100%. And so
that's just some of what's in the new book, The Great Awakening. You can find it at Amazon.com. And normally Jeff Bezos doesn't matter. The point is, it's the real New York Times bestseller list. So yes, the book that I co-wrote with Kent Heckenlively, The Great Reset and the War for the World, did go to number one for about 2 weeks on the New York Times. But they said, we choose not even list it. If they would have listed it, it would have got picked up more places and sold more, but that's okay. It was still a bestseller and it was in the top of the charts for 6 months. You can still get a copy of it or signed copy of it at InfoWarsStore.com. But the only place to get this in pre-order right now is Amazon.com. We'll put it back on screen. It is The Great Awakening, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get it. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalist, and launching the next great renaissance. And you better believe, once this goes to number one again, there'll be 20 other titles under the same name, which I want. Because The Great Awakening belongs to everyone that wants to have a free, open, powerful, pro-human society. But Kent, you were excited about the last book. You are really excited about this one. We were already past 300 pages weeks ago. and we've decided how long is this baby going to be? Because we're adding pages every day.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be 275, 300 pages.
Well, we're already at 300. You're going to cut some out? is the publisher giving us trouble?
Publisher is not giving us trouble. I don't think we'll have any trouble with that.
I think we should. We were at 300 a week or so ago.
240 probably.
Well, I thought, I guess you're telling me on the phone it's going to be longer because I'm giving you so many recordings.
Yeah. So the first book was 55,000 words. I'm at 75,000 right now. I'm expecting it to go probably 80,000.
Okay. So it is bigger. So I was wrong.
Yeah.
There's so much to add.
What is so amazing about this book is it feels like it's writing itself. You know, in going to see, The Great Awakening, Mickey Willis's film, here I have been in this world for 15 years and I'm learning things that I did not learn. And so every day as I'm working on this book, I am learning new things. And I think it's just going to be great for people to read. And I think reading a different experience than a show or a video. And so I'm really hoping that, I heard this joke the other day that, people saying, don't do your own research. And this comedian said, didn't that used to be called reading?
That was the New York Times and a bunch of the publications said, do not, that was, what's that guy's name? Charlie Wurzel. He wrote an article saying, do not do your own research. It's bad and dangerous. I mean, folks, you're in a cult when somebody says, don't question, don't go outside the building and don't look up at the stars. Don't read a book. I mean, you're in a freaking cult, man.
Yeah. And so the comedian was saying something like, so if you go to buy a car, are you going to do some research on it? Or is your buddy going to say, hey, don't do research on the car. And then you'll go, well, how do I find out about the car? And he says, well, ask the salesman because he's the expert.
Neil deGrasse Tyson said.
And so what I'm really hoping Hold on.
We're going to go into the next hour. Judy Mikovits, your favorite person, is going to be in here, one of my favorite. We're going to talk about everything. We'll talk about that coming up. But I'm going to get in trouble if I don't fund InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. I got chewed out just a few days ago. We're not bringing enough money in. Plus, these are great products you need. You wanted to plug Brainforce. Do you like Brainforce?
Yeah. So how do I... My name is Ken Heckenlavely. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. I take this, and I'm good to go for the next 5 or 6 hours fighting the deep state.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Best-selling author Kent Heckenlively and a really smart guy is here in studio. I'm trying to convince him to change his flight from tomorrow morning to tomorrow evening back to the beautiful place he lives there in California wine country. But I have been unable to get him to do that. We'll see. He's told me an incredible story behind the scenes. I understand why he probably has to go. But you're welcome to stay and come on for an hour tomorrow. And I'm sure you can get on Owen's show and on Harrison Smith's show. But you did a great plug for BrainForce Plus. But you got cut off by the break. So we'll actually run it as an ad, but maybe spend a minute, 2 minutes, your experience with this nootropic.
I've published 12 books. I've got 4 in press now coming out in the next year. And what I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins, but the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is BrainForce. I'll take BrainForce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So, you know, it really is true that BrainForce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
Well, it's just a good, stable base for energy that won't conflict with coffee or tea or other things and won't conflict with people's medications in most cases. It's a good, safe, natural nootropic with other key vitamins and minerals and amino acids that are known to boost thought. Then we've got BrainForce Ultra that is super fast acting within 15 minutes and then only lasts about 2-3 hours. I said, I want some super fast acting clean thing that I've got to stay up late. And I'm tired, say at 8 o'clock, take it, do an interview, be done at midnight and go right to sleep. That's what Ultra does. And then there's Turbo Force that's 10 hours of clean energy, 5 different natural stimulants that time release and a bunch of amino acids and other compounds. So it's like the flame breathing dragon, you know, crazy time deal. If you've got to put on, say, a 5-hour rock concert, got to get ready for 5 hours before. But then Brain Force is just, Plus is just the base. And then Brain Force Ultra is that literal special thing that has, I mean, I see it as a almost like a psychotropic. It doesn't make you get high or anything, but it's amazing. So get them all at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. People say, why do you have 3 nootropics? Well, because there's different genres. There's different areas. There's the hydrogen bomb. There's the sniper rifle. Then there's the sword. But there are a lot of different things, different ways. If you take them together, look out. Available, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Kent, we're in this little no man's land before we go to break and bring in Judy Mikovits, who's just such a patriot, such a hero. Spend a minute and a half or so, because we're going to run this as well. Explain to people what this new book that I'm writing with you is going to break down, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance.
Well, you know, Alex, I think that what people really need is some hope. They need to, you know, they need to understand what's going on with the world, but then they want to read something positive. And time and time again, in every chapter that I'm working on, I find the hand of God moving our world in a positive direction. I mean, I look at what's happening in the political world. I mean, you have Trump staying strong against the other rhinos. You have RFK Jr. rescuing the Democratic Party and returning it to the honor of people like Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy. And then you've got the new generation, Vivek Ramaswamy, showing that the American dream is still alive. And in every aspect of when I think I'm going into a chapter and I'm wondering if it's going to be dark, I find this incredible light. Like when I was going into the fact that Yuval Noah Harari talks about useless eaters, okay? And I hear the dog whistle of genocide when he says
that's a Hitler statement.
Yeah, yeah. The useless eaters. And, you know, the way he's selling it is he's selling it as, Well, what we're going to have to do with people is we're going to have to give them drugs and computer games. So Mark Zuckerberg comes around with Meta. Well, what does he do? He loses billions on it.
People totally reject it. If you go back to Why the Future Didn't Need Us, a big article in Wired Magazine by the head of Sun Microsystems 23 years ago, they met at a big computer meeting and decided to give us computer games and drugs instead of killing us.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Breaking news, the president declaring a national emergency.
The new stay-at-home order.
We will shut you down.
Don't think you can get on a plane or a train.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
And we will take you to jail.
We've got to get them vaccinated.
Or we will keep you in a facility longer.
As the world was descending into synchronized tyranny, I began to ask myself, how did they get everyone to go along with this?
Oh, it feels so good.
I know.
Obsessed with finding the answer, I began studying every moment in recorded history where masses of people acted against their own self-interest.
The only mechanism that could explain what was happening in society,
screw your freedom, you're a schmuck,
was what is usually referred to as mass formation.
Here we are now with an economy in crisis, but with an incredible opportunity.
Unprecedented opportunity.
For a reset.
Your Royal Highnesses, distinguished heads of state and government, the future is built by us.
We need a great reset.
When they say, you'll be happy, what they mean is, you'll be enslaved.
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
Those who control the data control the future, not just of humanity, but the future of life itself.
Every aspect of our life has been infiltrated by people that do not have our best interests at heart.
There are forces using fear and isolation to induce mass psychosis.
I don't want you to be hopeful.
Environmental boom.
Fires.
I want you to panic.
Storms.
It will kill your children.
I want you to feel the fear I feel every day.
People are starting to wake up. They're starting to wake across the world.
I'm seeing people come together from all walks of life, finally saying enough is enough.
We didn't come here for no reason. We have a voice, and we're here to share it.
We have to be the solution. We cannot rely on the media, the president, or whoever to fix these problems.
I would rather pick up cans on the side of the highway than to live out of alignment with my truth.
We're all being driven back to the dream.
As you see in the audience, Democrats, Republicans, white, black, everyone all in between, this is the example that they do not want to see, but they have no choice.
The masses of humanity have been slapped awake.
Open your eyes.
It's time to wake up.
This is the Great Awakening.
People cannot go back into the Matrix now. A lot of people are trying to. They can't.
Psst, pass it on.
Well, we're now into hour number two of this live Sunday worldwide broadcast at the establishment's battle to keep off the air. But evil's not the only force in the universe. Good is there because of you, the viewers and listeners. Because of your support, your word of mouth, the prayers, we're still here in many ways stronger than ever, though scarred, but certainly stronger than ever. Dr. Judy Mikovits is here with us. She's got an incredible bio. She's a former political prisoner, put in prison by Fauci for exposing his plans. TheRealDrJudy.com. And it was Kent, who's here and was her co-author, Heckin' Lively, that helped get the first, what became best-selling book out. And there have now been several he's written with her that then inspired Mickey Willis, who was already a very successful Hollywood director, but who'd woken up to make the first pandemic, now the second, now the third. They've all been powerful, but the third one is incredible. So Dr. Judy Mikovits, I really appreciate you. It was amazing last night. You feel like we're winning and we've turned the corner, even though the enemy's planning new attacks. Give us your take on the film and why it's so important. The last film's been seen by hundreds of millions of people. This one is destined to reach tens of millions bare minimum, probably more. You seem very, very upbeat right now that the enemy's in a lot of trouble, and we see evidence of this all over the news. Even MSNBC and CNBC reporting that, okay, Jamie Foxx took the shot and it might kill him. I mean, the dam has broken. Where do you see this going? Where are we in history?
Well, we are at that renaissance. We are at that great awakening. And I did just buy the book, by the way, while
Thank you.
Sitting in the green room. We are at that renaissance and at that great awakening, that we have won this. It's not we're winning. It's when we can talk to each other and see the perspective. And what was really interesting, why I am so upbeat about the film last night, was how Mickey did it in the rough cut formats and then listened to the audience and looked at the audience perspective. So he was panning the audience as they were watching real time what G. Edward Griffin was telling us in the 1960s, 70s, 80s. So it goes back to HIV/AIDS and it shows you COVID and it shows you same playbook.
And they killed the director's brother. I mean, you start getting, he starts coming home how bad they've hurt us.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandmother paralyzed, her doctor told her from the polio oral.
But what we showed was even through the injury, even through the censor, if we keep talking to each other and we keep looking at the perspective, you said right there and then, Mickey Willis, you know, his brother died of AIDS.
But AZT. That
was AZT. But when Mickey and I sat down and talked about our story, this whole story through Plague of Corruption, it was supposed to be a promotional video. And we sat for weeks and I talked about my arrest and my jailing and nothing hit him. And then one day he said, you know, my brother died of AZT. And I said, without missing a beat, I said, don't you meet AIDS? And we looked up at each other and we both just, and then I stopped myself. And I said, oh, no, he wasn't antibody positive. He wasn't immune. He wasn't injected when he was already infected. And we both just, and Mickey's just slowly shaking his head.
So here he was, hired to make a promotional video for the book. That's what he does. He makes movies. And all of a sudden, he knows you're telling the truth. This happened to his brother. And then he starts sharing with you. And then it becomes films. It becomes all this. It's reached hundreds of millions of people. Boy, I bet Fauci isn't feeling too good right now, knowing that his name is destroyed. He may never be convicted, I hope he is, and put in prison. But regardless, he's been convicted in the court of global public opinion as a mass murdering Joseph Mengele 2.0.
Yeah, and what's important about that is showing the perspective brilliantly in the show last night. Watch it when you show it again in an hour, because Fauci is only portrayed is what he did in AIDS and then compared to 1986 to 2020, the same playbook.
And any criminologist will tell you, particularly the higher functioning psychopaths, follow exact crimes and do them over and over again exactly the same.
And nowhere could you say this is an anti-vaxxer meeting. He doesn't show any of the doctors, not Dr. Tenpenny, not Paul Thomas, not Andy Wakefield, not Judy Mikovits. He doesn't show any of that. And the Robert Malones or the Frank Rossetti's, our book, Ending Plague, the staunch NCI, all of a sudden are coming through and saying, yeah, when they can hear us, when they can listen. So it wasn't that they could see us. It's that they could hear us. We have been silent so long, censored so long.
You know what has been so exciting for me in this journey with Judy is Judy was the original gangster, okay? She was the first one out there, 2014, when our book came out, and we went after Fauci in it. Nobody was hearing us about Fauci. Now the whole world knows about Fauci. With our second book together, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. writes the foreword for it, and he's running for president, and he is looking...
And he's tied against Biden.
And he's tied against Biden. So how much do I see the hand of God working in our world that brave people are like Judy are standing up like you, Alex? I mean, I am so incredibly proud to have my name on the book with you because I feel like I am making the decision to get in that plane with you, fly through the flak and get destroy the target of the deep state. And
I appreciate you going next level, skin in the game.
Yeah,
but getting into Judy and you, because I mean, it's not about praise here, but it's about victory. You write the book with her. It gets turned into films. I mean, there's 5 or 10 things that really help devastate the globalist operation and their whole New World Order rollout. It's been Judy and you. So how good does that feel just from not a pride position, but a satisfaction of knowing that you guys have really torn up the New World Order and saved hundreds of millions of lives because they would have kept this rolling forever. They're planning it again. I think they're going to strike again, but still, at least we're going to know it's them the next time, and I think that will sign their death warrant.
But you see, all we did was trust in God and true science and not a cult called scientism. And when we speak that truth in love and find a way to talk to each other and see their perspective that I, as a 25-year-old in 1983, didn't see when I got angry at Fauci and anger and arrogance took the day and fear of a big boss telling a 25-year-old what to do. So I swore at him and almost lost another job. When you look at, and then it took till 2019, sitting in a chair with Mickey, and my gut scientific response was still, don't you meet AIDS? And it was my work.
That's right. You were working on a book, which you came out, exposing Fauci and pandemics and control of them and drugs that kill you, not the virus, right as they were getting ready to release it and roll all this out.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they delayed the
release. Nothing to do.
That's the perfect
COVID.
Timing of God, though.
Yes.
Yeah, because God was loading her into the chamber to be fired at the New World Order right before they launched.
Yeah, and so, you know, the story I always tell is that Plague of Corruption was meant to release in November of 2019, and because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was taking time with the foreword, the publisher decided to kick it to April. For 2 hours, Judy knows this, I was like mad as hell about this, and then I felt like there was this voice that said to me, just relax. And then it came out April 15th, 2020. Everybody saw how we had looked at what happened with chronic fatigue syndrome, what had happened with autism, the lies told about HIV, and suddenly everybody saw the game plan of this medical mafia.
And if it had come out in November, that wouldn't have happened. But the fact it came out right during the hysteria, it just went.
But there's even more God in it than that. Because the reason Bobby didn't understand was when the foreword was drafted, we didn't add the last chapter. And one day I asked Bobby in the fall, because I'm worried about it, because I know what the last chapter is. Mm-hmm. I know the day I saw them take it off the internet, and that is the NIH, and it was the middle of August. It's told in our book, Ending Plague. And so I'm getting worried that we're both going to get killed, because it didn't have a dead man's trigger. So I just so quickly, somebody, Mickey, explained to me what that was, and I just called Kent and said, okay, maybe there's one last story we should tell you. But that one last story was, well, I'll tell you then. Yeah. So Bobby, I said, Bobby, how can I help? And he said, Judy, there's something missing. I said, Bobby, I know you're busy. Read the last chapter. And he called me about a week later, and he said, oh, congratulations, because he saw the last chapter. He saw that we had every sample. We saved every piece of data. We had it in freezers. Godly men had the courage not to throw out the evidence. We've got them all, and they saw that in the summer of 19. So they had to cover it up. And in that 6 months, we needed to set the stage for Mickey Willis.
And of course, right at the time this is happening, the UN had an emergency meeting saying everything was about to come out.
Yeah, I was scared to death. And Bobby called me. I'm driving in L.A. with my husband, and Bobby called me and said, congratulations. And I said, don't congratulate me. Kent wrote it. And he instantly hung
up. So folks are getting the major inside baseball right now, obviously, with the top, quote, anti-vaxxer, really just the truth teller, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., working with Judy Mikovits and Kent on this incredible information. And that's why you saw the panic at the UN saying we're about to all be brought down. And they said, BS, release the virus. It'll get rid of Trump. And then but now it's backfired on them. Desperation leads to desperation. They're going to try something else. We're going to talk about it all on the other side. Stay with us.
But what's...
Yeah, we just skipped a break. We just skipped a break, so we are now back. Some stations jumped away from us for a minute, so I wanted to come back for the few stations that cover that up. Most of them don't. Most of them, we skipped the break, go with us, because that's a network break that I was just skipping. Please continue with what it was like.
I want to tell you the next thing, because there's another piece of God in it that was so brilliant in the film last night, because nowhere in that film is there an anti-vax or scientist of any kind. Especially not me.
Yeah.
And all you have to do. So you can't say Bobby Kennedy's an anti-vaxxer. He's environmental safety. He's true wellness and health and keeping water, air, and soil.
No, I know. They call everybody anti-vaxxers. It's vaccines have just become a way to put something secret in our bodies. It has nothing to do with even the original science of, quote, inoculation. Why not, as a scientist, a vaccine expert, explain to them what this cult of scientism is, which is a real term, folks, the cult of people claiming they're scientists and saying don't question them versus the real scientific method.
Well, it's the whole, you know, you believe us. You believe the consensus. It's we decide. Science isn't democratic. Science is data. And so they put statistics to data, and if it doesn't match a certain power, or when they review the journals, everything about it is fraud. Because if you have an idea... That jumps.
They have a consensus that you're then supposed to then agree and always have your research agree with the consensus put up by the corporations. So then they keep promoting you and giving you money because you've given them control.
Or it's not funded. So if your idea isn't among the consensus, no matter how much data you have, or the papers aren't published, and if you don't publish, you perish. It's just, and Fauci set up that whole system in the 90s, right? Yep. After 1993 with the peer review.
Well, here's an example. Take Zero Point Energy, which thousands of universities and tens of thousands of regular people have done with magnets on a low scale. And proved you can do it. Now, wide scale, will it work? Well, I'm sure we can develop a way, but certainly it's real. The physics show it's real, but because they put out a story 30 years ago saying it wasn't true, the consensus is you can't have that energy. And then it just totally suppresses that whole area.
Right. And in medicine, it's take a drug, use it in the wrong person at the wrong dose in the wrong time in the wrong formulation. As Frank Rossetti writes in Ending Plague, run a big expensive trial. If you're a company, it becomes dog shit and they never use it again. Right. That was Sermon. That was 100-year-old essential medicine. They used it at such high a dose, they didn't appreciate the mechanism of it, and maybe we couldn't have because our technology was advanced. But Bob Navio did a double-blind placebo-controlled study, 2015, and I consented the kids into it. 25 kids, and we found the needle in a haystack. When we see the biology, and you have true biology, we can teach this, and we can heal everybody from nothing. That's why I'm so optimistic.
What they're doing is suppressing all the real treatments.
Right, and now people know they've suppressed.
Well, we just saw it. They were raiding doctors or giving people vitamin C IVs. Now vitamin C's bad during the pandemic.
Well, but vitamin C IVs are loaded with glyphosate. and you can't infuse things because that's not God, how God presents it. So you actually have feedback loops. It's a scientific term to turn down the sensors. So you hurt yourself just like giving a black person liquid vitamin D. His sensors act like resistors and will turn right down and they get sicker faster.
So what do black people need to do because they're low in vitamin D?
Go out in the sun.
Amazing what God provides to us, right?
Yeah.
When the pandemic was starting, I was saying, this is crazy. From what I've understood with my work with Dr. Judy is, you know, what you need to do is you need to go out in the sun. You need to exercise. You need to be healthy. You need to have good social relations. And every single thing they did to us in the pandemic was designed to affect our immune system and suppress our immune system. So whatever this virus was going to do to you, it was going to do it in spades.
Well, that's my next question. We've talked about the past and what's currently happening. I want to play the Neil deGrasse Tyson clip where he says, I am science. I don't care how many prestigious people you have. I am science. I am the consensus, meaning the big corporations, the intelligence agencies we now know worldwide that actually suppress the truth. We've been vindicated. They've been proven totally wrong. I want to talk some about that with you guys next segment. But while we still have time on the other subject, Judy, Dr. Mikovits, what is coming next? We know the shots lower immunity. We know they're full of spike protein. We know they're causing infertility, massive increases in cancer, massive blood clots. That was warned about before they ever gave the shot by Dr. Michael Gedeon and others and you. So what was their end game? What were they really planning with this? How do they think they would cover up the fact that it erases your immune system the more of the shots you take? And I even saw Pfizer execs brag, oh, after three shots, you have no immune system. You'll need our shots forever. I mean, why are they giving interviews saying this? You've been around these people. What's wrong with them?
Well, that was the goal. COVID was premeditated murder of, 35 years of unchecked, untested, unsafe weaponization, bioweapons, monkey, mouse, kidney, aborted fetal. You know, all of those viruses. The what's next is never another shot. None of them were ever tested. They're fermented products. Never another shot. And go back to God-given immunity. We have the patents. We have the drugs developed. You know, we know how to use things like natokinase, natural products. We know nitric oxide, CardioMiracle. We've got formulas.
Sure, but I'm asking, what are they going to do next? What was their plan for the people that took two, three, four of the shots? Because you got Borla wearing masks saying, the head of Pfizer, science will win. You got Fauci saying, I am science. I am the Senate, like Emperor Palpatine. I mean, these guys are ridiculous.
And the plan was to kill you. But we've told you, with a couple of nutrients and things, we can absolutely put back down the foundation to detox. We don't count calories, we count chemicals. We're being poisoned, but we have no nutrition because our food is poison. Our food is GMO. We have to end the food. We know what comes next. Now they're doing their nitrogen game. Our soil is dead. It doesn't.
Oh yeah, they're announcing they want to ban nitrogen.
Yeah, of course. So everything God created, they want to ban and put us in a place. All we have to do is walk away from their system, and we have the solutions right now. And
so stop complying.
Stop complying.
I mean, I played the clip twice last week. Kerry actually says, we've got to cut off the farms or people will starve to death. He says, we've got to shut these farms down or there'll be mass starvation. So they run the lockdowns, shut down the farms and ranches of the third world. 95% in a Gallup poll of illegals coming here saying they shut down my business, my farm. I can't feed myself. And then the UN brings them here and says global warming caused the refugees. And now the answer is shutting down farms in the West. I mean, can't the public put two and two together? We're going to shut farms down to stop starvation?
But that's what Mickey did last night, the Great Awakening. It's up to us. Stand up together, truth in love. That's what he showed. We end up happy. That's what he showed you. Right now, we already won because we survived this one. And now we know the game plan.
I agree. It's going to be very hard for them to launch another one now that people, a large minority becoming a majority, has their number. But do you think the psychos are going to quit? I mean, Fauci says, I am the science, which, again, is a science cult.
Well, I'm never going to quit obeying God and just moving forward according to my purpose. And that means right now, Ephesians 5:11, shouting from the rooftops in one sense. But the Great Awakening with Mickey Willis, speaking the truth in love, forgiving people, bringing them back, moving that middle, showing that emotion like that film that people didn't know. They did not know
either. Yeah, folks, Mickey Willis has made a lot of great movies and was a big Hollywood producer for ads and movies and documentaries before. And he was already awake a lot, but then meeting Judy and Kent really, really woke up, I guess about 4 years ago. And now these films are just devastating the New World Order. You can find it for free at Infowars.com. We have the links to it right now. The Great Awakening, Part 3 in the Plandemic Series, free at Infowars.com. We're going to air it coming up at 6 p.m. Central in about 33 minutes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Infowars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson to take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
They were calling it a conspiracy theory when Alex Jones many years ago said that they want the U.S. to be like China with a social credit score. Not for nothing, he got demonized in the media. I remember being a kid. Everything he said that was going to go down, it's all going down.
The model for internet censorship is going to be phased in Chinese-style net censorship. Net IDs, net taxes, three strikes and you're out net rules. But before they get to that, they're going to phase in. It starts this next year in China, and they're already lining up with Facebook, Google, all of them agreeing with China, Microsoft, to implement these systems where China already does it and then they beta test there and then bring it here. Everything you do in China, from your credit score to what you buy to discount cards to your internet records to what you say on social networks, is integrated into an algorithm. And if you criticize the government basically once, you can't even buy or sell. You can't get a hotel. You can't travel. Now, I see it actually happen. It's so bold. It's so over the top that I get why people just can't believe it.
This ESG is a social credit score. If you don't play ball, they're not going to bail you out. So, of course, they want to push this electric so they could turn your bike off whenever they want. So if there's another situation where there's a medical reason why everybody needs to stay home, they could just turn everything off. That's why they want the electric. Could you imagine living in a world where they just turn your bike off, turn your car off?
And it's happening now. Electric bikes people rent. When the rental's over, it just locks the gears up. Incredibly dangerous. That is the whole system. All right, The Great Awakening, Part 3 in the Plandemic series. Mickey Willis, knocked out of the park. All basically inspired by the great lady we've got here with us today, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and of course, Mikovits. And of course, her website is TheRealDrJudy.com, TheRealDrJudy.com. And of course, Kent Heckenlively is also working with me on my last book and on the latest book, also called The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. But today, it's all about Mickey Willis's film. Dr. Judy, you got caught up on the break. You were making some really key points. And listen, like Jerry Maguire movie, talk to me like I'm in the fifth grade, because you're really smart, you move quick, and I know all this stuff, and I can barely follow it. And then I realize you're saying some really crazy, important stuff. Slow down and explain what you're saying about Dr. Malone and all these people, which they admit this now, being inspired by your research, because they're scientists too, but they weren't in the middle of it. You've helped decompartmentalize people and help them have epiphanies, basically.
Well, exactly. And that's because, in fact, Kent Heckenlively said nobody would understand it. He's a sixth grade science teacher. So he was able to show the perspective of how doctors and students are supposed to be taught. But for at least the last decade, medical students, college students, they haven't been taught biology. They haven't been taught the biology according to God, according to nature, the base pairs that make up your DNA, A, C, T, and G. Now, A and G are purines. Caffeine is a purine. Oh, that's something, a chemical in nature. Well, they increase heart rates and things like that. Well, ivermectin is a purinergic modulator. Oh, that means it's an in nature, an antiparasitic, because of how it changes the sensors to poison on the cell.
And cancer is a parasite of your own body. And so that's why all the science now shows, like you said years ago on the show, it literally blocks cancer.
Yeah, because oxygen kills cancer because it turns on the immune system. And the viruses of your own God-given viruses say that's the type of poison. That's the parasite that has me turning on. That's what's robbing oxygen. ATP, energy, goes outside the cell and kills it.
And our book on the case against masks was banned by Amazon because we dared to say that what's going to happen when you're wearing a mask is you're going to get less oxygen and you're going to get more carbon dioxide.
And all the studies showed that. You're vindicated.
And you're going to cause cancer, and it's called hypoxia-inducible factor 1 alpha. When I say that, Robert Malone says, of course. And then when you start talking about microRNAs and long-chain non-coding RNAs, our own God-given immune defenses that turn on antimicrobial.
Just explain. The entire protocol they gave us was designed to grow cancer and turn off immune systems.
Correct. But God gave us the knowledge, and that was my research,
and what is happening now that doctors are seeing all over the country and all over the world, they're seeing turbo cancers. They're seeing these people whose
That's the main pathologist society in Germany. First, a year and a half ago, so we're seeing an increase. They published a new paper, I'm sure you saw it, saying there's no doubt these shots make cancer come back in cancer patients.
Okay. Yeah. Can I just say turbo? Blow on a fire, what does it do?
It goes turbo.
That's turbo.
You took a mask away from them.
Yeah.
You starved oxygen.
So when, hold on. So when she uses terms, or Kent does, they're not just using terms. That's a turbo, is when they inject oxygen into the gasoline to make it explode higher and better. Okay. You got turbo and you got superchargers.
Turbocharged.
So this is literally turbocharging cancer. Start over and explain how it works.
So doctors use that term because you rob oxygen. So the mask wasn't just inconvenient. It turned on viruses because you were trying to send immune cells to the fire. You were being hypoxia. Is lack of oxygen. There are God-given factors that when hypoxia goes on, you get cancer.
So this is the opposite of turbo. It's blocking the oxygen.
Correct. And it's a cancer. It's a drug target. And we know those drug targets. That's what we did. That's what Robert Malone did. Oh, and then we patent a drug because you can't patent God and just making sure you don't put a mask on and take oxygen away and induce the expression of HIF-1 alpha.
Our entire medical system is not designed for people's health. Our entire medical system is designed to create drugs to return money to the shareholders. That is something that every person in this world needs to stand up and understand.
And that's the money incentive at one level. I agree. Yeah. Like at the 50th floor, that's it. But up at the 60th floor or the top of this building, whatever number you want to give it, is the depopulation agenda. They know how to incentivize it through money, but I mean, here's Bill Gates giving speeches at TED Talk. We've got to reduce the population by 90%. He means it.
But it was always the Darwin. That was Darwin's thesis. We think it's natural immunity by natural immunity. Or the subtitle, like our books, the subtitle is preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. Well, there's no struggle for life in God's world, in the Bible. There's no struggle for life. That's racist. That's genocide.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Hitler got everything from Darwin and Galton, and then the liberals worship this, because when I call them Nazis, the left makes jokes and says Nazis didn't exist till the 1930s or whatever, the National Socialist Workers' Party. No, the eugenics that was developed in the UK that went worldwide was cited by Kaiser Wilhelm, the Institute, and the Nuremberg trials. So this is proto-Nazi.
Yeah, and also the Cold Springs Harbor. The Cold Springs Harbor
from Rockefeller Institute
from 1910 to 1945 was the center of the eugenics movement in the United States. That's in the New York Times. That's something that people are going to find out in the Great Awakening book, because hey, you know, most of the times I'm quoting mainline sources, because what I've learned about the mainstream media is that they will tell the truth, but if you have to wait a couple years, sometimes 50 years for them to tell the truth, but you can get it from the mainstream sources. So for all of those people who have criticized you for, you know, your sources and everything, all I can say is 80-90% of the sources in our book are going to be from mainline sources that nobody can doubt.
That's right. Once the fight's already over, they'll tell the truth later.
Yeah.
They like try to, so let's get to this. And I don't want to subject the listeners and viewers to this, but we got to do it. I normally know everything that's going on, basically. But I was sitting there watching the movie last night, and I didn't know that the great Del Bigtree, who I just admire, what a great researcher and journalist. I didn't know that he had Neil deGrasse Tyson in studio 3 or 4 months ago, and that Tyson did the scientism cult of, I am science, do what I say. That's the opposite of the scientific method and, you know, Newtonian physics and the rest of it, and literally says, do not question me. I represent the consensus. I don't want to hear what anybody else's study or any individual says unless we decide the corporate consensus, the corporate board, we don't look at that. Meanwhile, everything the corporate consensus told you, the censorship, the surveillance, the mask are great, you know, vitamin C is bad, ivermectin is bad, you know, this shot will 100%, and then they go, the shot actually doesn't help you at all. Everything they said was a lie. That was their consensus, and they've wrecked any cachet they have with the public anymore. But I want to play this incredible clip, and Dr. Judy Mikovits, anytime you want to stop it, say stop the tape, and then we'll back it up 5 seconds and play it again. So you're going to be in charge right now. You're going to be hosting, because I'll say stop it over and over again.
Okay.
But I want to, it'll take us, so just, or write notes and do it after, whatever you want to do. But let's start with Neil deGrasse Tyson, who does this tactic everywhere. And I mean, he's just, everything he says is a fraud, folks. It's incredible. So let's start rolling this, because this is the mouthpiece of these people. He's following a script right here. Here it is.
There's a list of top-ranking medical professionals. Let's take a look.
I'm talking about, excuse me,
Dr. Peter McCullough. No, no, no. I want to go through what happened
consensus.
Here. This is the problem with the consensus.
The consensus.
Okay, I just
medical
want,
professional.
I want you to
because no. The medical is so huge. I can find you an astrophysicist who is sure we've been visited
the
by aliens.
The problem was that's not the problem consensus. Was the scientific method died here, and this is the point I want to make.
It died
a death here, and I need you to help me save it because Dr. Peter McCullough is the leading.
I don't care. Titles don't matter here.
What matters is consensus. What should matter was that the consensus was not allowing to the table.
Then you bring that person here and have this conversation with them. Okay.
I have.
So you don't have to have the conversation with me.
But I want science. And hit pause.
I got to start here. Back it up 10 seconds. Don't have a conversation with me because I don't want to debate you. Right. That's the opposite of science.
Right. And that's what we were stopped from doing, is having a conversation because our work was censored. Tony Fauci didn't publish it. The consensus is your peer review. If you discover something of nature, you have no peers. I've been told over and over again, you didn't use the right method to isolate the virus. I said to isolate the virus, I developed the method and the detection test.
The history of science.
I have no peers.
The history of science, the history of progress has been brought to us by those who fought the consensus. I am astonished that Neil deGrasse Tyson doesn't know that Nobel Prizes are awarded to scientists who fought the consensus, who created new understandings. Does Neil deGrasse Tyson need to go back into my middle school science class and I'll tell him how science works?
Our next book should be The History of Real Science. Something like, just show how it's all about bucking the system. So expanding on that, here's an analogy. Let's say I am a graduate in physics and I also took astronomy. And then I'm at the beach with my wife. Hypothetically, I'm not these things. And a meteorite comes and breaks up, in the atmosphere, and a big chunk of it hits in the sand dunes, and I go dig it out, and I look at it, and I go, this is really weird. It's like blue and green. This is anything I ever saw. I take it in to get it looked at that with a spectrometer. They say, we've never seen this element. Now, would the scientific system say, because it's never been seen before, and there's no consensus this exists, this doesn't exist? Or would they then have experts look at it and declare a new compound or a new alloy or a new element. I mean, that's how we have new elements. They find them. Or they say there's no consensus that exists, so you wouldn't look at it.
Here's a great story from science for you, Alex. So the consensus of science in the 17th century was that there were no such thing as meteors. And then there was this incredible meteor shower in France, and France was littered with meteors, so they said, oh, I guess there are meteors. So what happened? Did meteors suddenly come into existence with that meteor shower in 1789? No, but the consensus was wrong.
Consensus was back to meteors until the Shoemaker-Levy comet hit the gas giant, was that we get hit every 50 million years by a giant comet or asteroid. Now they know from satellites there's giant impact points everywhere. We get hit every couple hundred years.
Yeah. It's, people are talking about what caused the Younger Dryas period 11,000 years ago when the mammoths and the saber-tooth tigers disappeared and why there's the scab lands in Washington, which show that probably meteors hit the
every 10-20,000 years a big one hits, but big ones are hitting all the time.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, it's important that, science is based on technology, data, and measurements. Science isn't a belief system, and it's a cult until you can measure it and prove it. So our technologies, we didn't know there was an endocannabinoid, endogenous, God-given cannabis system, a dimmer switch on inflammation. That is the plants, an entire family of them with hemp, and they make rope and fibrosis or anitis. Stop those processes. We didn't know about that till 94, but we knew that hemp and cannabis in elixirs as in the 1930s were wonderful.
Well, I see the videos on the study. Takes full spectrum CBD and all of a sudden his hands aren't shaking.
Correct.
I mean, it's incredible. Let's go ahead and roll more of Neil deGrasse Tyson. We got to get the rest of this. It's hard to listen to, but this is a guy saying, I can't debate you. Please be quiet. Here it is.
so you don't have to have the conversation with me.
But I want science, and so here's what we have. We have Peter McCullough, world-renowned heart doctor, saying, I am seeing a rise in myocarditis because of this vaccine. We have the leading ICU, second most published science, Paul Merrick. Hear me out. I know, all right. These have all been on my show. Dr. Robert Malone, part of the inventing factor behind the mRNA vaccine. All these people have been censored. They were shut down. They were kept from talking to the people in Washington. Johnny Anini was putting out the data.
Censored?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, Dr. Sunetra Gupta, Dr. Martin Koldorf, Oxford University, Harvard School of Medicine, Stanford School of Medicine, they put together the Great Barrington Declaration, which was an approach towards this to say, let's do protect that.
936,000. That's not
that
a consensus.
No, needs to be protected and figure out a way the rest of us can establish a herd immunity around them. And the NIH, who's supposed to be objective on this, we now have internal email because this is what I do. I actually put in FOIA requests. We know that this is what Francis Collins said about those people before even talking to them. There needs to be a quick and devastating published takedown of the premise being brought by these scientists. That was the approach to science. No other science can be allowed in here. You started this out by saying every challenge should come in. Every way to say that we don't agree with the hypothesis. Maybe these people say you don't need the vaccine. There's a way through this. Or we should be tactical with the vaccine. All of these people were kept out of the conversation.
All I can comment
and you were wanting me to sign onto a social contract where the scientific method isn't being used.
That list of highly pedigreed medical professionals that you are citing, I'm not interested in medical pedigree. I'm interested in medical consensus, in scientific consensus. The moment someone says, well, I'm of this highfalutin school or this, that's like, okay, that means they're going to say something that goes against the consensus, and they want to use that.
Oh, we don't want that.
Follow what it is they say.
That's insane.
I'm just saying you need someone who represents a medical
consensus. Well, the consensus is two men can have a baby, doctor.
Right.
We had a medical,
and that X and Y aren't, the you know, major universities teach now, there are no chromosomes. Major U.S. universities, no X, Y.
Right. But see, we have the data.
Hit pause real quick. Back it up 20 seconds. Go ahead.
So you see, we have the data. And we knew it all along.
I know you're a woman, I'm a man. We don't need to be a science nut.
But more important, in the book Ending Plague, first time ever, Frank Rossetti and Luc Montagnier ever spoke about what really happened with gain of function, HIV, you know, and because they were outcasts. Luc Montagnier won the Nobel Prize in 2008. And what it was used for then was to silence him because he was telling the truth.
And Alex, to your point, 98% of drunk college freshmen can identify a female.
Exactly. Exactly. But they tell us, look, I got articles here. Major universities today are saying, anybody can be a woman.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a woman. I'm not, but.
It's easy because it's all about X, the X chromosome, and the Y is the problem. And we know we can help the problem that these men can't think with both brains at the same time with your nitric boost.
And I'm a 6'4" NBA
nitric
player.
Nitric oxide works to make one of the.
You did a plug for nitric boost because you love the ingredients and it sold a lot of it. What does something like nitric boost product do for your blood?
It allows it to flow regularly. It allows this guy to use both brains that he has that Y chromosome problem. It doesn't exist. If you want to use that certain Target bathing suit. Sorry. We're getting off here. But the point is again, he's saying consensus, highfalutin school, Harvard, that takes these outliers. No, Harvard is creating the sentence. Send the consensus. That's where all the corruption came from. Ian Lipkin, John Coffey.
We should talk about Harvard on a whole interview sometime, but it seems like people say who runs the world. It seems like Harvard Mafia runs it.
Columbia, but that's what we show.
Harvard, Columbia, Yale, who's the top? Harvard, Columbia,
Yale, to all the places, Tony Fauci, Georgetown, GW, where he's going and giving consensus speech. Because that's a cult.
When you see how the cult is run in presidential takedown, what I uncovered is that every year the NIH gives out $30 billion in grants to scientists. That was directed.
And Eisenhower warned about the control of consensus.
That was
military industrial complex warned of that.
And that money was this, they decided who to send it to. Basically, Francis Collins and Tony Fauci were in charge of it. For a comparison, the 2020 election to elect a president of the United States was $5.6 billion spent. So every year, this medical mafia is basically spending six times the amount of money
wow.
to buy the consensus of the scientists. So how does this house of cards, how does this medical mafia work? It works because they're stealing our money.
But the good news is they've doubled down and now they're failing. So despite everything they've done, they can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Let's play the last few minutes of Tyson because Dale Bigtree really gets his face.
Okay. That list of highly pedigreed
yeah.
medical professionals that you are citing?
Yeah.
I'm not interested in medical pedigree. I'm interested in medical consensus, in scientific consensus. The moment someone says, well, I'm of this highfalutin school or this, that's like, okay, that means they're going to say something that goes against the consensus, and they want to use that to help other people follow what it is they say. I'm just saying you need someone who represents a medical consensus here to have that conversation with.
We had a medical consensus around a product that we knew nothing about, and a medical consensus around a virus
nothing,
that told us
that
they knew nothing about.
They
kept
something.
Telling us we know very little about it. Mm-hmm. So why was there a medical consensus that was keeping out renowned scientists from the conversation when they were telling us on television we don't know a lot about this virus, we're trying to figure it out. Scientists that were on the ground, that were dealing with patients, were being censored, were being shut down, their YouTube channels were being shut down, their LinkedIns were being shut
down. Because the individual scientist does not matter. We started this conversation on that very
but
fact.
But the scientific
the individual
method
scientific,
does.
Yes, of course it does. And the scientific method producing a consensus. And whatever is that consensus
all right,
that they
then
give
I'll
a moment,
it's
kind of the best you
when
have.
When I can look now in the rearview mirror and said it while it was happening, that there is a... And by the way, all the scientists I just showed proved to be right. They told you that this virus, that the vaccine would not end this and would actually cause an endemic because you've now made people that cannot clear this virus and kill it. They're all asymptomatic carriers. That's all this vaccine keeps doing. So now we're stuck with this virus. We didn't follow the same path we always have with every other illness like former coronaviruses and most of the time
death
flus.
Rates are huh? low. The hospitalization
they were the highest,
is low. Things are fake.
For now, but as you and I both know, these variants continue to be out there, and we are all worried that there could be a variant in the future that could be dangerous. But all that being said,
explain that when we come back.
In the end, what I am standing for is that there is no challenge being allowed. That the NIH, when it's telling us, is objectively looking at a virus they're telling us they don't know much about, is pushing out top people in their field who are trying to get to the table. They're trying to say there's something you're not looking at. And this, and when you want to talk about a problem, how about not funding to do that study again? How about not allowing into the room people with great perspective?
All right, and I sent them that clip, but the full clip, he says, I need you to back up science. I need you to stop this. I need you. We'll post the full interview to InfoWars.com. We're going to come back with Judy Mikovits and, of course, our Kent Heckenlively here to talk about this. But we're going to break right now. Stay with us. Hour number 3 and 4 are coming up. We're going to talk a few minutes in the next hour, put a bookend on this, and then air The Great Awakening, Plandemic 3, next hour. Share the live links, InfoWars.com/show. Share the live links to Twitter. Get clips of this out. Hour number 3 straight ahead. The Great Awakening is live. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsessed because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.